So, thank you for joining us today, Mark.
It's good to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your book.
The book is called Izakaya, the Japanese Pub Cookbook, and it's a cookbook with recipes. But it's also a cultural introduction to the world of izakaya and the way Japanese people enjoy eating and socializing in these establishments.
I see. What motivated you to write the book?
I wanted to, well, I've been in journalism and food writing for a while, and I'd been working with a book editor who was asking me for some book ideas. And I'd wanted to convey to Western audiences how Japanese food and Japanese people are not necessarily so formal and ritualized as foods like sushi or kaiseki give the impression of.
Sure. What was the reaction of the Japanese media when your book was released?
I did some interviews around the time the book came out with Japanese media, and some of the reporters said, "Ah, the izakaya in this book are the sort of izakaya we would like to go to, not the sort of izakaya we'd imagine you'd be introducing to Western audiences." So there seems to be two faces of Japanese culture. One is there's a side of the Japanese culture that is the side that many Japanese people want to show to the rest of the world, and then there's the side of Japanese culture that Japanese people enjoy for themselves and don't think is worth promoting abroad.
So how do you think a Japanese izakaya can work, for example, in Western countries such as the U.S.?
They are starting to take off, particularly in New York and places like California, the West Coast, and even Canada and Australia. One way they don't work so well is you can't really replicate the Japanese service culture, where the staff are constantly attentive and ready to pick up on any shouted order from anywhere in the room, basically. And I think one of the aspects of Western service culture is tipping. That doesn't happen in Japan.
Yes.
And a lot of the relationship with your waitstaff is actually colored by this economic relationship of, you will tip the waiter depending on how well they serve you. In Japan, it's not a question at all. The person serving you is working, gives the impression of working, purely because they're happy to be working there and serving you. And it does seem to make a difference to not only the degree to which the customer feels at home, but also the degree to which the staffing levels of establishments are structured, because you'll get a lot more staff in izakaya usually.
Right.
Particularly in Australia, unionized rules and overtime and extra, like staff costs, payroll costs, make it very hard to run an establishment just like in izakaya.
Well, thank you very much for being with us today, Mark. It's been nice talking with you.
Thanks, I've enjoyed it. Questions. Number 26. What is one thing Mark says about the Japanese media? Number 27. What is one thing Mark says about service culture?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.